The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right now, you can join the YMCA for just $1. If you're ready to build a stronger routine, this is the best time to make your move. At the YMCA, you're joining more than a gym. You're joining your family's go-to place, your first swim place, and your after-work place all in one. $1 opens the door to 13 YMCA locations, virtual, on-demand workouts, unlimited fitness classes, and discounted programs. This $1 opportunity ends December 31st. Join today at ymcacolumbus.org/dollar.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible right here on Sports Grid Radio. Tuesday night here now, Mafias. We have got another day. Scotty out, of course, the entire week. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. We have a lot going on, Mafias. I look over and watch Miami of Ohio get in the end zone here. Maction is back on a Tuesday night. We have Game 6 of the World Series with the Braves getting closer and closer to finishing off the Houston Astros. We had the first college football playoff ranking out tonight. A lot to do, Mafia. How are you?
Doing much better than Cincinnati and the Houston Astros, that's for sure.
Cincinnati. Now, we will spend, I'm sure, plenty of time on this tonight, but I would like to commend the committee for putting Cincinnati exactly where they belong, Mafia. I'll start that off tonight strong. They put Cincinnati exactly where they belong, not in the top four. That's right.
It's rough. I mean, we'll get more into it, but I mean, I get why they put them there. I get the arguments, but I just think it's also, it stinks because, you know, once again, it's the normal ones right at the top where we all expect them to be. And it's, you know, the team that, the one that's trying to be the upset, the one that's trying to pull the upset, they got to push him back down. The man's always got to keep him down.
Always got to keep them down, and we'll talk about the ramifications. It is the first one. There's still a lot of season left to go, but it's always good to get a snapshot of where these suits and athletic directors and executives of college universities feel Cincinnati is, and they told you exactly where they are tonight. They also told you Alabama's better than everybody else too, which you guys probably knew already anyway. Let me ask you this about the World Series, Mafia. Has Jorge Soler's home run landed yet?
I'm not sure. I mean, that probably had more airtime than some of the rockets that have been shot out of there lately, especially by those billionaires that have been putting stuff up there. I mean, that guy crushed that ball. So Lair said so long to that ball and the Astros' chances of winning the World Series.
Now, obviously, they showed the Pujols homer against Lidge in 2005. Now, that night, the roof was closed, and it hit off of the window in the back. I think it's probably about equal to the Pujols one because the roof was open tonight, so the ball clearly went over the train tracks and out of the place. The Pujols one would have did that as well. But man, that was some blast by Soler. And the Braves have now added on to that. They just scored a bunch of runs. Dansby Swanson had a homer. Freddie Freeman with an RBI double. And I think, Mafia, here, it is slipping away for the Houston Astros. I know that their offense is very good, but They've only got four innings left now. It's 12 outs to play with, and they're down six runs. The way the Brave bullpen has been and their best guys are all available with the day off, I think it's going to be a very tough task for the Astros here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge uphill climb. I know, like, you know, you've said, they've done it before in the series where they've had the big, you know, surges, and they've had a couple games in the playoffs where they've done that, but it's just not looking like that so far this game. They've been held in check for sure.
And right now, live, if you are feeling risky and you think the Braves get, I mean, the Astros can do it, Mafia, 14-1, plus 1,400 money line if you think the Astros can make it happen. Pharrell on the bench. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates right here on the bench tonight, Sports Grid Radio, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. We have World Series Game 6. We have Maction. We have the first college football playoff rankings. We have a bunch of NBA games, full slate of hockey, a lot to do as we are just getting going here on the bench. The return of Maction, Mafia. I will tell you, I am deeply involved in the Miami of Ohio Bobcat game that is going on right now. Also, Toledo and Eastern Michigan, 31-28, Eastern Michigan leads. They were getting about 8.5 right at kickoff against Toledo on the road. They are up 3 in the third, so maybe some, could be some good in-game spots for Toledo coming up here. Ohio, who's getting 7.5 at home, 7.5 depending on where you shopped, is now down, is now up 28-13. On the Red Hawks, and Akron has made a push here. Now down 28-25. They were getting 20.5 tonight, Mafia, and they're down 3 in the fourth quarter. Maction is back, baby.
Yeah, I knew you were locked in when I heard you yelling before the show, and I'm like, that's not baseball. That's definitely, they're talking baseball. About, yo, if you'll make the damn catch, and I'm like, oh, he's all in on this.
Yeah, we're in on the max. Listen, we dabbled with the with Miami of Ohio tonight, laying the 7, and I don't know if they're going to lay that anymore. We may have gone back in on the money line here when they got down 14. 28-13, they have the ball now. Let's see if we can maybe, Mafia, get something back in the mix here with Miami of Ohio. Have a little late-night thunderbolt to start Maction. All right, Pharrell on the bench. We're just getting going. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back, keep our eye on all the live stuff, and we will get into the first college football playoff rankings released tonight. It's Georgia and Alabama, and then a lot of mess right after that. We get going on the bench and the grid right after this.
We're born with it. It's always been there. It's been the basis of many, many friendships and connection with people who just know and think like you do. It's made life fun. Welcome home to the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we're back for on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight right here on Sports Grid Radio as we are watching a variety of things. I will let you know, Mafia, we have put more coals on the fire out in Ohio with Miami of Ohio down 28-13 and driving here near the end of the third quarter. We have picked them up money line bet at plus 390, Mafia, plus 390 money line. For Miami of Ohio here, down 15 against the Bobcats. Let's make it happen, all right?
All right, I'm rooting for you, chasing that dragon, Maction.
The little Maction on a Tuesday night, the best time of the year.
I mean, there are some local late-night hockey games if you want to get involved in that instead of chasing these terrible MAC teams. Come on.
Well, look, I will. We'll see how this goes, and maybe if this goes well, we could just jump into those live. Like you say, we do have some hockey here tonight. A lot of late night hockey. Rangers are in Vancouver tonight against the Canucks. Scoreless, just underway. The Devils are in Anaheim at the Duck Pond. Quack quack quack. That game scoreless. About 5 minutes into the first period, there. Predators lead the Flames. Oh, there you go. That is called roughing the passer, Mafia. That is 15 yards. On the Bobcats, let's go, baby. The Predators lead the Flames 2-1. Second period in Calgary, 3-1 Jets lead the Stars. Senators in the Wild playing a wild one. third period tied at four. I got this one at least right, Mav. Sometimes we get a couple of them right. The Leafs 4-0 over the Vegas Golden Knights tonight in Toronto. The Canadiens beat the Red Wings 3-0, and the Flyers shutting out the Coyotes. Didn't I give that one out, Mafia, on Coast to Coast? The old Maple Leaf Flyer money line parlay tonight. Probably didn't pay much, but it hit.
Yeah, you did. You gave that out. You said you don't like betting on the Leafs, but worked out in your favor. Every now and then, you got to find the right spot with these teams that are bad and joke, and it worked out perfectly for you.
No, I liked it, and I didn't even get to play it. I didn't even get to play it, and it came through at least. And here comes Miami of Ohio. They're inside the 10 now, Mafia. They're inside the 10. There is another late-night game getting going in a few minutes. The Sabres, who are off to a 5-2-1 start. Surprising. I don't think people thought they'd win five games all year. 5-2-1 start in the Shark Tank against San Jose tonight, who also has gotten off to a pretty good 5-3 start. And no. Ooh, almost a pick, Mafia, in the end zone. We do not want that. We do not want interceptions in the end zone when we are just steps away from making this a one-score game. Please be careful there, Gabbert. Gabbert, number 5, the quarterback for Miami of Ohio. World Series, Mafia, the Braves still up 6-0, top of the 6th. They have 2 on and 1 out, now 2 out, as Darnold goes down. I got to tell you, Mafia, if they pull this thing off tonight, what a job they did this year, considering they lost their best player, one of their other best hitters they didn't have all year either, because Ozuna had the, the domestic violence, right, Mafia, that Ozuna got tied up in, and he, of course, did not play. Acuna gets hurt. They pick up all these guys off the scrap heap, and they get the job done. This would be a tremendous story for the Braves winning this World Series tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely would, and especially highlight about what you said. You know, it's one thing when you lose guys. That happens. People have injuries. But to then, even to the World Series, where you have your best pitcher go game one, all of a sudden, you know, fractures his leg and is gone the rest of the series. Like, that stings, too. That's part of the game. But to be able to reshape that on the fly, the deadline, in such a drastic way, and not with some huge names where you had to mortgage your future and give up so much. You know, we've heard people talk about it. We're basically, for Rosario, they gave up what, Sandoval? They gave up, you know, they gave up a bag of baseballs for these guys.
Yeah.
To get like Peterson, Rosario, Soler. You know, they brought these guys in for next to nothing, completely reshaped their team, re-energized them, rejuvenated them, and they've been some of the biggest players for them, you know, throughout this whole postseason, getting them to where they are here on the verge of winning the World Series.
These guys that they got, Rosario, Soler, young Jock Peterson, all these guys, combined, what they gave up to get them is probably less than what the Yankees paid for Gallo.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's kind of silly when you think about it, but it's true. Like, they got these guys. Nobody wanted the guys that they got. It's a, you know, kind of like an underdogish story. And the Braves, who spent, what was it, Mafia, 15 years, 12, 15 years straight, dominating the NL East, dominating the National League, only won the one World Series in 95, now have an opportunity to win what would be an out-of-nowhere World Series, losing record at the All-Star break, make a ton of moves, lose their best player, and now they're going to win it. It's just, it's kind of mind-boggling. It kind of shifts to where this sport has changed over the past couple of years. Look at these teams that have won the World Series the last few years. What have they? It's whoever's hottest in October. And it's whoever has the most depth in their bullpen to just absolutely bring 1,000 arms in and shut guys down. I feel like that's what it's become.
It absolutely has. You know, of course, now when my Mets finally get rid of the cheap, horrible owners they had and bring in the billionaire who's willing to spend anything it takes, it's all about, you know, finding just the right pieces and, you know, scotch taping a team together to win. I mean, between them and Tampa Bay, you know, it shows. I mean, Dodgers obviously won last year, so it can't be just – all of this style. There are some, you know, teams where you just big money will get through, but you know, they've done a great job. And I don't think Snicker gets enough credit. You got to give the front office credit for who they brought in, and Snicker credit for the adjustments that he's made. While I hated the way that they took out Anderson on that, you know, no hitter with 5 innings, every move they've made has worked out. I thought that was going to kill him this weekend. I thought those two games after that, after they had to tax out their bullpen more than they should have, was going to get one of those games falling apart completely. And you know, they got the second one to get up 3-1, and then, of course, they won, lost Sunday, but it wasn't like it just completely fell apart and they got demolished. It was just that, you know, they got a couple hits the Astros and took the lead.
And it's not like, and even though the Dodgers had the high payroll last year, Mafia, they used the same formula. I mean, they weren't letting their guys go deep into games. I mean, they were getting Kershaw out of there after four innings. They were getting all, you know, they were taking all those bullpen arms and just spreading them out throughout the game. Now, it helped that they had, listen, they had significant hitters on that team last year. When the Dodgers, I mean, Seager went nuts. We know how good the Dodger offense is and how much money they spend. But pitching-wise, these teams the last few years have used similar formulas to get to the end, and the Braves look like they are going to do that tonight against the Houston Astros as they get their big arms all up and ready to go here. Where are we at if we wanted to jump in? Still 14-1 for the Astros if you wanted to hit them. Over-under of 9, Mafia. We got a live 9 with 6 on the board. I think they shut this game down. I don't think the Astros are going to have much pushback here, Moff. I don't think I can get in on the total here of 9 live. I don't like it. Don't like the live total.
No, I'm not seeing it. I mean,
in this game,
I agree. Only 3 hits from the Astros, kind of sprayed around. You know, the game, they haven't had that many base runners. They see left on base is only 2. I mean, the Astros have only had 2 guys left on base. I mean, even the Braves only had 3, but there hasn't been a ton of hits. And the offense for the Braves, you know, we talk about how the Astros can just turn it on the drop of a hat and just break out for runs. That's what the Braves did. They beat the Astros at their own game in this one.
Yep, they certainly did. They go to the bottom of the 6th now. 6-0 here. 12 outs left in the Astros season. Max Fried still on the mound after he had a shaky first inning, and they get it done. And Miami of Ohio, Mafia, goes for it on 4th-and-1 from about the 5 or 6 yard line. And they get stuffed. Oh, that is crushing. Oh, that is awful, dude. They needed a touchdown there. Man. Even a field goal doesn't help them. You needed a touchdown, but call a better play. Oh, we're upset now. Maction has us fired up already, Mafia. The first night of Maction, and we're upset. I was saying, Fried looked like he was going to get in a whole bunch of trouble in the first inning. And he gets out of that jam, and he has been absolutely brilliant since. All right, Farrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. It is time to get into the first college football playoff rankings. Who's upset? Who isn't? We get into it all right after this on the grid.
Through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
And we are back. Farrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. As the Braves have a 6-0 lead, bottom of the 6th. Astros going quietly here. Miami of Ohio, Mafia, gets the ball back, just so you know. They force Ohio to punt, but time is running short. Just over 11 minutes left. Although 11 minutes in a Maction fourth quarter college football game, Mafia, that's a lifetime. There is a lifetime for Miami of Ohio to maybe make something happen here. We were mentioning today, Mav, about the lot. You can get those live World Series MVP odds on FanDuel, like change during the game. I think we know where it's going. Soler minus 550 now to win this MVP, Mafia.
Yeah, that was clear. You know, once he hit that home run, they put up the stat later on in the game that 3 go-ahead home runs in this series.
Wow.
So 3 of the 4 games, he put them ahead. Yeah, I think he's going to get the MVP. I think he's pretty valuable to that team.
That is amazing. Jorge Soler, who's just wasting away in Kansas City, comes over to the Braves, and he's going to win the World Series MVP. That's pretty good. Nice job for him. Congrats to Jorge Soler, because he's got a little hardware coming his way in a little bit. All right, Mafia, let's get into the college football playoff, because everybody gets so wound up over this. And look, I have some fun with it too, because I do get fired up about it, even though I know it means nothing. I know that it's only the first of, I guess, six of them, and the last one is the only one that matters. So there's a few things to digest here. First of all, the top four, Georgia, Alabama, Michigan State, and Oregon are your 1-4 right now in the college football playoff. Just on the outside looking in, number 5, Ohio State, 6, Cincinnati, 7, Michigan, 8, undefeated Oklahoma, 9, undefeated Wake Forest, and then the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in the 10 slot. Let's take these one at a time, Mafia. First, clearly Cincinnati is the one that everybody wants to get gassed up about. They're number 6. They were 2 in the AP poll. We said that that's not going to matter. These people don't care about the Associated Press or the coaches poll or any of that stuff. I think that what they're saying to you, and Barta even said it, the dope that chairs it, Mafia, the guy from Iowa, he runs the whole thing. He's the committee chair. Basically said, yeah, they got a nice win at Notre Dame, but they haven't done anything else. Well said, Gary.
And listen, I get that to a degree. You know, and then they actually obviously have no love for the rest of that conference, because you have, you know, some good teams in SMU and Houston, and they just don't care. I mean, they also beat Indiana. Let's not forget about that one on the road, too. You know, that was a good win. Not that Indiana is what we expected, but still, it is another major competition. They beat who's in front of them. You know, it's hard. Who knows that 5 years ago they were going to be a team that would need these kind of wins to get into the college playoffs. But the big thing for me is, like you said, this one doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter, why not put them in that four spot? Because you know what? If they fall to one of these teams, or if they have a week, you know, couple weeks, and these other teams keep winning, you could leapfrog them, no problem over them. But by shutting them out in the first one and dropping them four spots from where the coaches, who are supposed to know more than anybody, you know, about the game, say they are, then that just shows how little you think of them and how you're just never going to put a non-Power 5 team in this playoffs, no matter what they do.
No, and it's hard. And the non-Power 5s, they're not getting in unless they expand this thing. Now, the expansion people are meeting the next 2 days to possibly get this thing to 12 teams in the future. That is when the Cincinnati's and the group of 5s, oh, Cincinnati's have to worry about it. They're joining the Big 12 in a couple of years also. So Cincinnati is going to eliminate this problem, hopefully, although I don't know how people will think of the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma not in it anymore. So we'll see if the problem does get eliminated. By the way, Mafia, Miami of Ohio hit a 60-yard play down to the Ohio 20, and it got called back for a hold. I mean, just honestly, just a crushing blow here. Everything just going wrong for Miami of Ohio as we try to win our first Maction bet of the season here. So putting them at 6 with no other teams in the American in their top 25, no real opportunities for them to move up in terms of beating somebody, which means they are going to need help, Moff. They are going to need the Big Ten to eat each other, and only one team obviously make it. They are going to need Georgia to beat Alabama in the SEC title game and give them a second loss. They are going to need Oregon to falter in the Pac-12. They're going to need Oklahoma to lose games, Wake Forest to lose games. I think that that's kind of what Cincinnati's doing. They've put them in a spot where they just have to wait for help now, and they have to keep winning their games, and they have to win their games impressively, because Barta said they weren't impressive the last 2 weeks against Tulane and against Navy. They need to win impressively. Those 25-point spreads, Mafia, that Cincinnati has every week, maybe they got to try covering one of them, you know, cover one.
Right, but then you know what? Then the committee can't go and say all these other years that there's no such thing as style points, and it's all just about winning and about, because then you're going to say, oh, well, they didn't win well enough, or not beating this team's well enough. They've beaten every team in front of them. So you can't say for all these other Power 5 teams, well, you don't have to, it's not about how you win, it's just that you win. And then for Cincinnati, oh, but it's about how you win. Because when you look at these other teams they put in front of them, yes, we know their bigger programs are better, but Oregon, Ohio State, Alabama all have a loss, right? Alabama's loss was to Texas A&M, who lost 2 games in a row before that. And let's not forget that they barely beat a Florida team that's terrible this year. They're, what, 3-5 in the SEC? No. Ohio State lost to Oregon. Now, the rest of the time has been handling their business, okay? So, yeah, they've been winning with flair. They have those style points, but they have a loss. You can't put them in front of Oregon because they lost to Oregon? All right. Oregon went and lost to Stanford, another team who is bad in their conference and is a weak conference. So if you're going to put teams in front of them, then you better be damn sure that like the rest of their resume is airtight. And honestly, I can't say it is right now that they're that much better than this team just because of the conferences they play. And I think they should have been in there. You want to put them 3, 4, you don't want to put them in the top two. Okay. But put them in there, give them the moral victory, and then drop them later on when all these teams win their conferences.
You know, it's tough, but I saw somebody tweet this out, and a lot of the college football people, the analytical people, et cetera, et cetera. The projected spreads, if this was the actual four, so Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, and Michigan State, and Georgia would be 17.5-point favorite over Oregon, and Alabama would be 18.5-point favorite over Michigan State. I'll ask you this. If Cincinnati was in either of those two spots, I think it's 20 or more, right? If Cincinnati was playing Georgia or Alabama, the spread's probably 3 touchdowns, maybe minimum.
Probably, but what's the difference whether it's 18 or 25? Like, you know, they're still going to get smoked either way, right? And no matter what, you're putting someone in there to get their ass kicked so you can set up another SEC title game, right?
They should fire this coach at Miami of Ohio. Just, I know I keep jumping in with the action here. They should fire this guy, Mafia. He's done just an awful job here in the second half. Had opportunities to get his team back in the game, and he cannot do it. Now, on the flip side, they've given me what the Cincinnati line would be against other contenders. Now, they claim here, for people who know Mafia, that Cincinnati would be 5.5-point favorite over Michigan State, that they would be a 3-point favorite over Oregon, that they would get 9 against Ohio State, they would be a pick'em against Michigan, and they would be 2.5-point dog against Oklahoma. See, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So if that's the case, if they were going to be 5.5-point favorite against Michigan, that would make you think that the line against Alabama would be less than 18.5, right? It would be less than that if they're rated higher in that those kind of rankings.
Yeah, that would make you think that. I mean, I don't even think the committee thinks about, though, like how they'd match up, though. And, you know, you brought up those other teams, and I forgot about to bring even those up. I mean, Oklahoma, Wake Forest, two other teams that are undefeated, yet are sitting 8 and 9. And I agree that I don't think Oklahoma is a great team, but they're undefeated. They're in a big Power 5 conference. How are they jumped by three teams out of a loss? They've gotten the win. Style points don't matter, right? And Wake Forest. If Clemson was undefeated in the ACC, they would be number one. But Wake 100%. Forest undefeated in that conference is all the way down at 9. Like, you can't tell me that conference is good enough if Clemson's atop it. But if Wake Forest does it, then it's not good enough. It just shows the two-facedness of this committee over and over again every year.
No, it does. And it's true, because that would 1,000% be the case if Clemson was undefeated right now. They would be in the top four. You know, but we know what this is really all about at the end of the day, Mafia. This isn't about who's the best team or who has the best resume or who's doing this. This is about who is going to bring the most juice to the two games that ESPN is going to show on New Year's Eve, which, by the way, as we always talk about, is stupid. Having the semifinals on New Year's Eve, they should be on New Year's Day every single year. New Year's Day is when those bowl game semis should be. Every single year. They're on New Year's Eve this year, which is dopey. But that's what it's about, Mafia. It's about getting who's bringing the eyes to the TV. That's all that matters when they put these dopey rankings out. That's it at the end of the day. All the
cash rules everything around me.
And we've talked about this for years. How many times has Scotty talked to the governor about this? About these guys in the suits and the guys and girls in the suits that sit in that room on this college football playoff committee. They do an awful job every single year, but they get Alabama in there every year. That's for sure. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio. We are going to come back. We'll see how the Astros are doing here, down 6-0 in the World Series. More action, more college football playoff talk. We'll be back on the grid right after this.
No doubt about it.
Things are crazy right now.
Just read a paper.
On second thought, don't.
You're listening to something
rock solid.
Something to depend on.
Believe in.
Expert information on gaming.
Odds.
And more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio as he is out all week long, coast to coast and the bench. He will be back next week for everybody. We are talking college football playoff rankings, a little action tonight as Miami of Ohio, just an awful job. Atlanta up 6-0 on the seven. Astros. Make it 7. Ooh, that is deep, Moff.
Ready, another Freeman shot.
Freddie Freeman makes it 7-0 off of Stanek here in the top of the seventh, and they can start the party, baby. Start the party in Atlanta. Fifth home run this postseason for Freddie Freeman, and away you go for the Braves. Wow. What a story for the Atlanta Braves here tonight. So we talked about Cincinnati Mafia. It is what it is. If Wake Forest does run the table and they have a very tough stretch, they can hopefully get themselves in the conversation. Three of their last four on the road, including trips to North Carolina and Clemson. We'll see if they can get through all that, Mafia. We'll talk about Wake Forest then. Same with Oklahoma. If they get through everything they got to do, they'll find a place to be in the conversation at the end. The Ohio State-Oregon thing was very interesting. And I think that for all the years of the Pac-12 people crying and complaining that they never have a seat at the table, I think that the committee actually put this first one out there, Mafia, and they basically put it on the plate.
They did him a favor.
They said, all right, guys, you want to all be in the mix? You got a team with a good win? Here you go. We're going to put you in the four slot, and now it's on you. Go win all your games. Go into Pac-12, finish with one loss, and we will open the door for you. Here you go.
Yeah, I don't agree with them being that high. I mean, I guess if you're going to work it where, like, oh, you can't put Ohio State above them because they beat them, then I guess they have to go above Ohio State, and Ohio State's up there. But I just don't agree with them being, you know, one of the top four teams in the country. I think the Pac-12 is down this year. I think, you know, everybody's just feasting on each other because it's just mediocre. Everyone's going, oh, that means parity. Everyone's good. No, it doesn't. It means they all suck except for Oregon. And they had some games that were close that they shouldn't have against Cal, against UCLA, against, let's see, Fresno early in the season. They had the great win against Ohio State, but then they lost to Stanford, who is not a good team this year. So you can't tell me that they honestly are one of the best teams in the country. Stanford's 2-4. In the conference, yeah. And 3-5 overall.
Now, they will throw you the thing that they did not have their offensive coordinator that day, was out sick. Who cares? You win the game. It's Stanford. They suck. Here's Oregon's, how they finish up, Mafia. They are at Washington this week, and they have a little bit of war of words with each other. The coach and the AD from Oregon, the coach of Washington, Jimmy Lakin, has been going back and forth with them. So that game is in Washington on Saturday night. They are home for Washington State. They are at Utah. And then they have the Civil War, which you're not allowed to call it anymore, but we will anyway. The Civil War between the Beavers and the Ducks on November the 27th. And if they survive all that, they will play the Pac-12 title game where they might have to beat Utah a second time. They might have to play UCLA again, who they just had a close game with in the Rose Bowl a couple weeks ago. They might have to play Arizona State in that game. So if they win these five games, Mafia, and they go 12-1 and they have the win over Ohio State, they have told you tonight they will be in the playoff. Bang. You're in. Just win the games. You're there. And I think they'll be deserving. They'll be deserving if they do all that.
Yeah, well, I'll see how everything else shakes out with these other teams before I decide if they're going to be deserving or not. Because like I said, the conference to me is down this year. There's been plenty of years where the Pac-12 got shut out, and they had two, three, four good teams, so it was actually meaningful what the Pac-12 champion is. This year, I don't think it's nearly as meaningful, and yet somehow they're putting them in the mix. I guess obviously because we've had a lot of chaos and a lot of teams that have been upset and things like that, but if you're going to jump them over undefeated teams and say, you know, if we end up the rest of the season, and I'm sure things will change, obviously, if, you know, Ohio and Oklahoma and Wake Forest run the table, then maybe they move them up. But if you have this as it is, you know, this is what you're putting out there. You're not leaving yourself wiggle room to jump them over Oregon. You're not, you know, if Oregon wins out or if Ohio State wins out, you know, Michigan State will fall out then. But still, there's not going to be enough room to jump them up that high, I think, to put them in there. And you're saying that the Pac-12 this year is good enough that one loss in that conference is still better than going undefeated in the Big 12 and the ACC, and I don't agree.
But they're going to have probably the best non-conference win when you think about the win at Ohio State. I mean, it's just such a
– with a terrible conference loss in a bad conference.
Yes, but I think they told you this tonight. The Ohio State win outweighs that. They're taking a lot in that because they respect Ohio State and they respect the Big Ten this year. That them going on the road and winning that game. But here's the thing. I think we both agree on this. I don't think they're going to finish the job. I think they'll lose one of these games. Whether it's the Utah game, that's a very tough place to win. Whether it's the rivalry game with the Beavers, Pac-12 title game, maybe trying to beat Utah a second time. I don't think they'll get through all that anyway. So the Ducks will, you know, have it all in front of them. They'll screw it up. Ohio State, same thing. They've put them in a spot where we know the deal, Mafia. They put Michigan State there for now. They know Ohio State's going to play Michigan State in a few weeks. And when they beat them, they'll just jump them over them. And then Ohio State will be there instead of Michigan State. That's how that's going to work.
Right. But here's the thing to me that, you know, you just pointed out what they're saying. And I agree with you. That's what they're saying, is that the win over Ohio State is good enough to kind of negate the loss to Stanford. But if you're going to go and say that Cincinnati's one win over Notre Dame isn't good enough to make up for the competition they're playing, and then tell me that Oregon's one win over Ohio State is, then that is completely two-faced BS. You're going to tell me if you put Cincinnati, SMU, and Houston against teams like Stanford, Cal, Arizona, Colorado, USC, they can't get some wins like Oregon's doing?
Look, it's this is why everybody gets riled up about these rankings every week, because they do only allow four teams, and it is extremely difficult to be able.
There's so much trouble speak.
Right, and that's the thing, because I think that those of us who have been doing this for a long time, I'm doing this every year, Mafia, with these jokers now, we know what their main goal is. It's not to have the best four teams or the four most deserving teams. We know what their real goal is. But all this is fun because they get everybody talking about college football now for the next 48 hours until the games start again this week. And then they'll do the same thing next week. Tuesday, bang, another ranking, 48 hours of talk. Then the games start again. They figured out how to have college football on people's minds now 7 days a week throughout the final month of the season, which is smart by them. Smart.
I love Fickle's response. The typical kind of, you know, the typical football coach, player, jock, you know, mentality when they told him about the rankings, like, you know, the comments by Barth about the win over Notre Dame not being enough. He's like, who's the head of the committee? And they told him, he's like, do you even play football? He's like, oh, well, if you didn't play, you can't possibly know what you're talking about.
Barth is good. Get somebody else in there. He was a joker last year, too, with the college football playoff. Miami of Ohio Mafia on the move. They are in the red zone with just under 6 minutes left to go. Ohio tried a field goal from the absolute middle of nowhere to ice the game and get them up three scores. They missed it, gave Miami of Ohio great field position. Couple plays, they're down the field. Oh, geez, what is that? Don't tell me that was a pick. It was not a pick. We got a flag here. Give me a little pass interference in the end zone, Mafia. How about a little roughing the passer after? Give us a flag on the Bobcats here, Mafia. Get us going.
Give us that phantom face milk you gave the Chiefs yesterday.
It's on the Bobcats. It's on the Bobcats, baby. Now, I don't know if that's a first down. He held up a three. That must have been maybe an offside. Too many men on the field. That's what it was. Too many men on the field. So it was only a five-yard penalty, but it's still third down. If they can get in the end zone here, Mafia, with 5 minutes left, they have all their timeouts. They are not finished here. They are not finished, Miami of Ohio, but they need to get in the end zone. Last, they got stopped. Ugh. Let's see what the kid can do here. And he, geez. I mean, get a new quarterback. Get a new quarterback, Mafia. This is sick watching this kid. That's why it's the Mac, right, Maf?
Yeah. And drives nuts. Not a great team, but a 4-4 team, 3-1 in the conference, you know, against 1-3 in the conference and 1-7 Ohio. And they're getting their butts kicked until the end here and hoping for a comeback against a team that they should have smoked.
So fourth down again, same spot they were in last drive, inside the 10 with a fourth down, trying to pick it up to extend the game, looking around. Oh, my God, you got to put on the U right now, Mafia, and watch this touchdown, how this kept Miami of Ohio in the game. A deflection. He throws to one guy, tips it in the air, and it lands magically to another Miami of Ohio player in the back of the end zone. Oh, here we go. Now, what do we got here? Why are they all looking at each other? Now, I don't like this, Mafia. They were down 15. Kick the extra point now and keep yourself in the game. Keep it at 8. You don't get the 2 now. You still need 2 scores. I want to keep it to 1 score. I'll change my mind if he gets the 2.
No, I agree with you. You know, if you don't get that 2, it kind of like takes all the wind out of your sails because now you realize you need 2 scores.
Right. So it finishes you. What is this? And they're running the dopey. Oh, my God, Mafia. They run the dopey. Everybody runs the stupid Philly special play now on these 2-point conversions where you flip it to one guy, throws it. And now all the air's out of the balloon. Now they're down 2 scores still with 5 minutes to go. Why not just kick? You're down 15. These coaches are so stupid. Do the math, okay? Kick the extra point, and you get it to 8. Then your team is juiced. You get back on the field. You get a stop. You're suddenly down 1 score. And then go for the 2 when you need to get to tie the game. What do these guys do sometimes? They outsmart themselves.
Right, that's the thing. Is first of all, if everybody in football now runs that stupid play, then everybody in football knows how to defend it because they all have it in their own system and practice it. It's just amazing that they all try to be too cute and get it going. It's like when you're watching, you know, the Penn State Illinois game a couple weeks ago with the overtimes back and forth. And it's like they're running down their throat all game. But now, you know, with the first 5 overtimes, we're going to pass the ball because that worked not at all. But you know what? It'll work now. You know, all these crazy plays, you're right there. You're at the 2. Do something. Run it up the gut. Throw a little, you know, screen. Do something basic and simple so you don't screw it up by running this crazy, you know, special play that won a Super Bowl that everybody does now. And really, what, like 5% of teams actually run it well? I mean, I just don't get why all these teams think that this is the best way for them to do it. It's just ridiculous to me. And like you said, just why are you going for it there? It does not would have helped you, but now everything's out of it. Because not only do you go with a crazy play, sure, then you would have had a little extra juice there, I guess. But it's just not worth it, the risk, because now you are not out of the game, but you put yourself way behind the eight ball where with that one play, you know, the one extra point, you could have been within striking range of a 2-point conversion later on when you had even more momentum and even more juice behind it. But we'll see how that comes back to bite them. We'll see if they can get the ball back and, you know, for now 2 possessions when we come back here on Ferrell on the Bench on Sports.
With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
And we are back. Ferrell on the Bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio. As the Braves are a couple outs away from winning the World Series, Miami of Ohio, I really can't believe that this coach did this, Mafia. I mean, and first of all, they should have had the onside kick too. They're going to get the ball back here. See, this is where they are going to get the ball. What's the flag now? What are we doing here? First of all, the coach should be fired. They should make him walk back to the other campus. They're at the Ohio campus. He should walk back to Miami of Ohio for what he did here, going for the deuce after the first touchdown. He should have waited to go for it for the second. Then his team just misses the onside kick. I mean, they basically destroyed the guy. The ball was right there for the taking, and they couldn't get it. And now the referees are sitting here. What are they going to call now? face mask on Miami of Ohio, and that'll do it. They had him wrapped up. They were going to get the ball back. They still needed two scores, but now just a dopey face mask penalty. Completely unnecessary, too, because now where's the face mask? Where is it? I guess it's right there. Maybe his hand ripping at his helmet, Mafia. Maybe that's the face mask. What do you think?
Yeah, that's usually the general area. You know, once you have the hand there, it tends to grab that.
I'm extremely annoyed at this coach, this Miami of Ohio coach. He screwed this game up. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High Mafia. We are here wrapping up hour number one. We will come back. Hour number two. A lot more to do. We'll check in with some NBA. We haven't done that all night. We keep rolling on the bench on the grid right after this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.